360-degree feedback completion rates. What should you expect? When it comes to 360 feedback projects with our clients, we're always looking at completion rates, as well as deciding on what makes a quorum and how hard to chase respondents, all at the same time. So what is a good completion rate? Well, the answer is simple, but not always helpful. You need enough feedback to give the recipient a rounded set of responses. We believe the minimum you need is 7. One manager, one self, and 5 from others. So if you've asked for 8 people to respond, then you need to get near the 90% mark. As we've mentioned in previous posts, we are seeing increasing numbers of respondents, and so 75% may be fine. These answer the question, what is enough, but they don't answer what is great. So what have our clients achieved? Our clients regularly hit 95% completion rates. We believe this has great benefits to the process. It indicates that people value the feedback process and suggests the correct people have been selected. It demonstrates commitment and sets the standard for another year. Last year, a client achieved 97% completion for 1,200 360-degree appraisal recipients. That's over 10,000 appraisal forms being completed. And they've consistently hit those numbers over a number of years now. So what helps high completion rates? Well, as well as Boland ensuring that we provide a very easy-to-use system, I believe that high completion rates are there because the 360-degree feedback is used as part of an overall HR process. And that's valued by everyone in the organisation. And in particular, it leads to a set of training outcomes that are rigorously followed up on.